From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A spokesman for Iran's nuclear agency said the UN Atomic Energy Watchdog will be informed Tuesday that Tehran will begin a process of increasing its uranium enrichment capacity, but still stay within the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. Iran's spiritual leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says he's ordered the country's Atomic Energy Agency to increase to 190,000 enrichment capacity. He dismissed as a dream held by some that Iran will cope with sanctions while limiting its ballistic missile program. The order comes less than a month after the U.S. pulled out of the International Nuclear Agreement, leaving European nation signatories scrambling to save it. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in Germany Monday lobbying against the deal.
What's important is what is before us now. And what we have agreed upon is that we have to act together against further aggression. And I think this is the right policy. We remain with open channels.
He also warned Europe could face another influx of migrants from the region because of Iran's regional activities. Meanwhile, the head of the UN Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, Monday reaffirmed Iran is abiding by the terms of the pact, but
we think that there is room for Iran to provide us with more proactive and timely cooperation.
He said such cases are not uncommon in safeguard implementation. In Central African Republic, a Tanzanian peacekeeper was killed, seven others wounded when a UN patrol was ambushed by a militia Sunday in Delapoko in the southwest. Meanwhile, the Democratic Republic of Congo's Virunga National Park, closed since an ambush of tourists last month, will remain closed this year. Two Britons and their Congolese driver abducted. A park ranger was killed. This is VOA News. Nearly 70 are now confirmed dead following Sunday's sudden eruption of the Fuego volcano in Guatemala. This man said his entire family was buried. Rescuers continue searching for survivors and the dead. Many are still unaccounted for. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Monday the maximum pressure campaign on North Korea will continue until it gives up its nuclear weapons.
Our policy hasn't changed, and as the president stated, we have sanctions on. They're very powerful, and we would not take those sanctions off unless North Korea denuclearized.
She said preparations for a U.S.-North Korea summit next week in Singapore continue, saying the first session between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will take place at 9 a.m. local time, June 12. Forces of Libyan strongman Khalifa Haftar have advanced to several neighborhoods of the eastern city Derna, controlled by Islamist militia, since the fall of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. In a video statement, Haftar said victory is near. UN envoy Martin Griffiths is reportedly in talks with Houthi rebels in Yemen on handing the vital port of Hodeidah over to the World Agency to avert a possible assault by coalition-backed forces. UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock said most food must be imported into Yemen, making that port vital.
In May, the food import levels were higher, and what we want is to see that sustained. And we would be very, very concerned at anything that put that at risk.
A ship used to deliver aid by the World Food Program was attacked off the port city's coast by an unidentified armed group. There were no casualties. Protests continue in Jordan, even with the resignation of the prime minister. Demonstrations erupted over higher taxes and an end to bread subsidies. Hani Mulki stepped down and was replaced by former World Bank economist Omar al-Razaz. The Kenyan government has suspended all public procurement and accounting officers, ordering them to undergo a new vetting process. It follows the arrest of two dozen suspects last week, charged with the theft of tens of millions of dollars in public funds. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled 7-2 Monday in favor of a Colorado baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a homosexual couple because of his Christian beliefs. The justices ruled the state's Civil Rights Commission showed impermissible hostility toward religion, violating the baker's First Amendment rights. His attorney is Michael Ferris.
We're excited that the Supreme Court has decided to protect religious freedom for everybody. Justice Kennedy's opinion can be summed up as tolerance is a two-way street.
Critics say the rule carves a hole in non-discrimination laws. An early landscape painting by a young Vincent van Gogh sold Monday at a Paris auction for more than $8.25 million. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.